So thought Victorian George Meredith, an enthusiast for materialism. Of course, it is easy for a gifted poet like Meredith, gazing into the huge blank eyes of a contented ox, to imagine himself back to hours when mind was mud. But it is easy for a gifted poet to imagine anything. How do we know which imaginations are true insights into the nature of reality? Practically speaking, could there ever have been hours when all mind, whether inside our universe or beyond it, was mud? In other words, can mind merely evolve from non-mind without any help at all, as materialists insist? That question is at the heart of the conflict between materialism and all philosophies that ascribe meaning and purpose to the universe. Focusing more narrowly on the human mind for a moment, two important research trends in recent decades have been to study ape behavior in the wild and to try to teach apes American Sign Language. Researchers in both areas hope to unlock the secrets of the human mind. The assumption, of course, is that the human being is simply the third chimpanzee, and that the human mind is merely a souped-up version of the chimpanzee mind. Two species of chimpanzee are currently recognized, the common chimpanzee, Pan troglodytes, and the smaller bonobo, Pan paniscus. If humans were classified with chimpanzees, we would be the third. According to one reckoning, we share about 98% of our DNA with chimpanzees, so surely, the reasoning goes, the 100% chimpanzees hold the secret. There has even been a project to reclassify the chimpanzee in the genus Homo, along with modern humans and extinct Neanderthals. More ambitious still, many authors have speculated on hybridizing a human and a chimpanzee, hoping that the resulting live birth would create social, moral, and legal confusion, and thus help humans to see that we are animals, after all, without a higher destiny. Can humans and chimpanzees be crossed? Humans and chimpanzees are thought to have split off from a common ancestor about 5 to 7 million years ago, according to current evolutionary theory. Because chimps are the animal species closest to humans, many have speculated on the possibility of producing a hybrid, a humanzee. According to documents unearthed from the former Soviet Union, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin hoped to produce such half-man, half-ape super warriors, announcing, "I want a new, invincible human being, insensitive to pain, resistant and indifferent about the quality of food they eat." The plan came to nothing, and the scientist in charge of it died in the vast Soviet prison system.